company. And by that I mean misery loves company. You know, let's face it, if you take a look at the American League schedule this morning, there are eight other teams with nothing much to play for in the final 2.5 months of the regular season. I can't remember a season like this. I mean, look, I got nothing else for you, you know? The Blue Jays are what their record says they are, in a division dominated by the re-emerging, re-ascendant powers that are the Boston Red Sox and New York Yankees. I mean, God almighty, Josh Donaldson has barely played. Roberto Osuna has barely pitched. Four everyday players who've been life and death to get to 200, let alone stay there. Now Kevin Pillar is done for 6 weeks, so you won't even get to see those highlight reel catches. You know, here's the thing. There's plenty good beneath the surface in the minors, but that ain't going to sell tickets at the Rogers Center this summer. That's not going to drive TV ratings. You know, the Jays are more than 500,000 fans behind last season's attendance. Folks, that's hard to do. And it will take more concrete signals from ownership before the promise of a sexed-up Rogers Center can be dangled in front of the fan base, right? So, you know, in some ways, it's fitting that social media's talking point this morning appears to be what Marcus Stroman said or didn't say in an off-camera rant near reporters at Fenway Park. Now, Stroman maintains that he said both he and the team were effing terrible, and that most press reports have not bothered to mention the part where he said he was effing terrible and just focused on the team. I mean, I wasn't there. I have an idea how this played out, but I wasn't there. But I do know this. Effing terrible? Marcus, it's nothing none of us didn't say at least 3 times this weekend, and probably about 100 times so far this season.